Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
The mindset of the million-dollar product launch. That's what we're talking about today, baby. Hey, it's Sam Crowley, host of the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Welcome back. Hope you're having an amazing day. It's May 13th, 2014. Jacked up, man. Just ran 3 miles. You know how I ran that 5K with my daughter last Friday. And I finished just under 28 minutes, I think it was. And I was really embarrassed because I'm not really embarrassed. I guess that's a strong word because I don't really care what other people think. But I kind of care what I think because I've set the standard for myself, you know, being an elite athlete and all at the ripe old age of 45. By the way, my birthday's June 29th, which is next month. If you're listening to this in real time, I want a Jack Bauer over-the-shoulder bag. That's what I want for my birthday. I want to morph into Jack Bauer. I feel like I already am Jack Bauer. By the way, those of you that don't even know what I'm talking about, 24. The hit TV show on Fox, 24. I should get them as a sponsor of my show. I watched it last night. They're coming back for 12 episodes. I'm kind of depressed. We're already a quarter of the way through it. I started watching 24, those of you that listen to the Everyday Saturday podcast. I started watching it in January this year on Amazon. By the way, Amazon Prime, $79, best freaking $79 you'll ever spend. You can watch every season of anything you want to watch, movies. My kids use it, watch movies on there, and free shipping on all Amazon Prime products. They should be a sponsor of my show. So many great ideas for sponsors of my show. Who's a real sponsor of the Everyday Saturday podcast, you may be wondering? You're listening to him. It's Sam Crowley. So whenever I have a product or anything like that, I just promote it. Send it on over there. I'll probably have sponsors of the show. Do you want to sponsor my show? Hit me up at Sam Crowley on Twitter. Let's talk. Hey, speaking of Twitter, real quick, I'm all over the place, but that's the beauty of this show. You know what I mean? It's the beauty of the Everyday Saturday podcast. Give a shout out. Alexis Diaz on Twitter. Hits me up on Twitter. Thanks for the inspirational words. Every day is definitely a grind, and we need the motivation to keep going. Hashtag, every day is Saturday. Thanks, Alexis. I appreciate that. My response back to her was, hey, man, this is a grind. None of us get out of this thing called life alive. So why sweat it so much? You know, why be so tense and upset? You know, there's no stress in the world. It's not like you can go drink a big bottle of stress and get yourself all worked up. You're going to bring it on yourself. Life can turn in a minute, for good or bad. You know, you can walk out your front door, get hit by a bus, or you can have an amazing connection that you made with somebody that changes your life, whether you fall in love, you get a business partner. It's really up to you. You're going to attract into your life who you are. And I'm not on some new age, sitting in the Indian style in the middle of a pasture and wish for a bicycle type of the secret law of attraction type stuff. I really do believe how you project yourself is what you're going to bring into your life. If you're just some sad, sappy, mopey, woe is me, nobody wants to be around it. I mean, you just project. Why don't you just go cover yourself in just like a bunch of mud and just have a big, like, just actually not even mud. Go roll in cow manure and then walk into a crowded grocery store. And that's the look, you know, that, oh, my God, that's what people think about your attitude. You know, go out and roll in a big field of cow crap and then go walk into a grocery store and see what kind of looks you get. That's what you get with a negative attitude. So why would you want to bring that on to yourself? Don't do that. Freshen up. Freshen up the attitude. The check up from the neck up, as we used to say in the old motivational game. Diamonds for Royalty hits me up on Twitter. Check out this great podcast from at Sam Crowley. Change your thought process and change your life. Amen, baby. Warren Philo, am I pronouncing that correctly? Philo, P-H-I-L-O. I'm so sorry. I butcher last names, even one with only 5 letters in it. Successful morning with at Sam Crowley. Now, this dude is ripped. damn, son, you must hit to the gym. How do I get a stomach like that? Six pack abs like that, man. Anyway, I appreciate the Twitter love. And where was I? 24 with Jack Bauer. I'm addicted to it. I started watching it on Amazon Prime in January. And last night it was on again at 9 o'clock on Fox Eastern Time. And Jack Bauer, you know what he does when he's in a crowd of people? He shoots people in the kneecaps and then causes a disturbance and gets where he needs to go. I'm not advocating shooting anybody in the kneecaps where you need to really get someplace quickly. I am advocating just get there quickly, okay? So also, speaking of Twitter, hit me up on Twitter. I'm a lonely dude. I hang out and talk to myself all day long till my kids come home at 3:30. So I check my Twitter feed religiously. It comes into my cell phone. Let's have a conversation. What's on your mind? What do you want to talk about? What's holding you back? What's a good story? Success stories? You got any good news? Hit me up at Sam Crowley. By the way, subscribe to the Everyday Saturday podcast. Go over to iTunes and subscribe. You can also listen live, streaming live on Everyday. Not streaming, but you know what I mean. Streaming. EverydaySaturday.com. Hit the podcast button. Let's connect. Oh, and would you also leave a 5-star review on iTunes and Stitcher? Stitcher Radio, Stitcher.com, if you can. Let other people know about the show so they can find it. So Donald Wilson does a million-dollar launch. Donald doesn't know me. I know him because all over Facebook this week, I've seen his Facebook ads cracked. Is that the name of it? Am I saying that correctly? I should probably pull this up. Of course, I've done zero research into the product. Anyway, Donald Wilson came up with a Facebook program. Everybody's got a Facebook program, right? Everybody's a Facebook guru. Let me tell you what got me to take notice of Don's course is the testimonials were absolutely amazing. By the way, the course is closed, or else I would give you a handy-dandy affiliate link, and you could have bought it through me. I actually bought it. I haven't spent $1,000 on a course in a while, but let me tell you, I'm more of a student now of marketing and personal development than I've ever been. And look, when I saw the testimonials and I thought how I could build my list for my business and build better relationships in social media, I bought it. Testimonials are really cool, though. That's what got me. So if you're wondering what gets the hook of somebody who kind of looks at all of these promos with a jaundiced eye, I mean, you get hit with the same stuff, right? On Facebook and all over the place, wherever you log in. Everybody's selling something, which is fine. I mean, look, nothing happens until a sale is made. I'm a salesman. You're a salesperson. I mean, it doesn't matter. We were all selling something, you know? You got married. You started dating somebody. Somebody got sold. My wife got sold big time when we started dating June 2nd, 1996. We went to see Mission Impossible movies in Niagara Falls, which sounds really sexy, right? But it wasn't because I only lived 20 minutes south of the falls. So we didn't go to Niagara Falls and, you know, gaze at the wonder of the world. We went to Niagara Falls and sat in a movie theater and watched Mission Impossible. The first one with Tom Cruise. Pretty cool. Anyway, we got engaged 3 months later. How about that? 3 months later. That's right, baby. Ready, fire, aim. When you know what you want, just get after it in a big way. Got married in 1998. And just in case you want to know all this stuff about me, I've been married 16 years. Amazing. 3 girls, 13, 9, and 8. My penance for who I was earlier in life. So he does a million-dollar launch. Talking about Don Wilson's launch. And the reason I want to focus on this is because I think Don will be the first one. From what I see on Facebook, again, never talked to the guy. Seems really nice. Seems authentic. I've gone through a few of the training videos. I like his style. Very matter-of-factly. Kind of tells you what's going on. I don't like just the silliness, you know, people that try to pose, the posers out there, just trying to be somebody that they're not. Quit doing that. No, people want to know the real you. Like, don't, I just told you about me, you know, meeting my wife and the kids. I talk about my life probably a little bit too much, but I bet you feel, if you've been listening to this podcast more than 5 times, you feel like you know a little bit about me. You feel me even like you know me, like you see me in a grocery store, mowing my lawn, see me at church. I'm just a regular guy that has an incredible amount of passion to squeeze the last bit of toothpaste out of the tube. So the thing that I hear a lot from people is that's good for him, good for Don, good for all these other people that are making a lot of money online. I just don't understand. I can't do it. Well, yes, you can do it. There used to be a time, John Reese, those of you that know internet marketing names and stuff, John Reese had the first $1 million launch. I think he did it in a day, didn't he? Those of you that are into that stuff, let me know, at Sam Crowley on Twitter, if I'm saying anything incorrectly. I know he did a $1 million launch. I just don't know if he did it in a day. I think he did with his product called Traffic Secrets. This was back in the middle of the first 2000s, I don't know, 2004, 2005, something like that. He did Traffic Seekers, did $1 million. And before that, nobody had ever done a $1 million launch online. So that was kind of like, that was the 4-minute mile. You know, nobody had ever run a 4-minute mile till Roger Bannister did it. And then all of a sudden, 27 people did it in the next year. I mean, it's just crazy. And then after, of course, you know, once somebody did a $1 million launch, then it seemed like everybody was doing a $1 million launch. And it, you know, Mike Filsaine's Butterfly Marketing came out, Frank Kern's Mass Control comes out, and, you know, it's just now everybody's having a $1 million launch. Which, well, why didn't anybody do it before John Reese did it? You know, it was just, it's like the 4-minute mile. Nobody ran it until Roger Bannister said, oh, here we go, broke it. So now you can all do it. It's okay. You can all do it now. And isn't that the case? It's like we see somebody else do something regardless of what it is, what they lose 50 pounds or they make $1 million or whatever it is in their life. And we think, oh, okay, so you can do it. It's like, well, of course you can do it. You could always do it, but you didn't want to do it. There's something blocked. A lot of us have money blocks. I have a money block. I had a money block, rather. You know, I used to think the most I could ever make was $100,000 a year. That was, and when I had that salary in corporate, I mean, I tell you what, and the company car, you know, Sam, your benefits package is really $130,000 a year if you break it down with your 401k, your pension, and your health care, as well as your salary and bonus. It's actually more like $150, Sam. Here's your golden handcuffs. Yeah, shove it. I don't want your golden handcuffs. I don't want them. I want to go do something on my own. You know, it's not right for everybody. I'm just saying. I just want to go do something on my own. I got this little, you know, thing going off. I got this ticker, tick, tick, tick. I feel life slipping away. When I was 37 years old, man, it was 8 years ago, I felt life slipping away from me. And I didn't want to be average. I just didn't want to be average. I didn't care if I went broke. At least I knew one thing. Being broke, I was going to put myself in a different group of people. I didn't think I had to go really differentiate myself that much and go bankrupt. But, hell, I did it, you know. And then I had a launch. Yeah, I wasn't even going to make this about me, but it's kind of my favorite topic, right? So in 2009, I had a launch 6 days of Saturday, brought on a number of affiliates, 800, 900 affiliates that promoted the launch. Did very well, very well. Created a residual program, 1,000 people at $97 a month. You know how much that is? It's $97,000 a month. So I took my yearly salary and immediately turned that into a monthly. Now, with the residual, there's attrition. I mean, people don't stay in a membership site forever at $97 a month. But let me tell you something. Do you care? I mean, if you knew after 3 months, you'd probably lose 60% of the people, maybe. I mean, it's difficult to sell a membership site around personal development. Wouldn't you agree? I mean, things that you have to pay for if you run a marketing business, especially online. You got to pay for an autoresponder, you know, something to be able to send emails out to people. You got to pay for software on a regular basis. I don't know. Just think of things you got to run your business. I can think of things I got to run my business with. Hosting, you know, I got to host this podcast. I've got a rolling hosting plan that's about, I use 600 megs a month for all you Geekazoid freaks out there that know whatever that means, right? The bandwidth. I need about 600 mega bandwidth every month. I do a 20-minute show every day for 30 days. Every show is about 20 megabytes of audio, blah, 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 blah. But I'm just saying, when I ran a personal development launch, people didn't stick around forever, but then what did I do? Well, I ran another product. I did a video coaching program for 6 months at $27 a month. Then I did something called the Self-Help Vault, where I gave people access to personal development audio, sold that for $27 a month. You don't just stop. Like, once you realize, oh, okay, I could do 100 grand a month, oh, all right, well, that's cool then. I'll go do some other stuff. I used to only think I could make 100 grand a year. Why? Because that's what everybody told me I could do. I didn't know. What's everybody telling you can do right now? Like, you're making 50 grand, 60 grand. You know you can do that in a day, right? But I can't blow your mind that much because then you just can't even wrap your mind around it. Like, when I sold $100,000 in an hour from stage, I tell this story a lot. I couldn't even believe, number one, how much money that was. Number two, how easy it was. And number three, how I didn't do any more work to earn that much money. Actually, this is really going to blow your mind. It was less work. I mean, way. Well, think about it. In an hour, it's less work to make 100 grand in an hour than it was to make 100 grand in a year. Just let that resonate with you for a minute. Like, what can you do to make $1,000 in an hour? There's a lot you can do. A lot. First of all, you got to get really good at creating leverage, meaning you don't just trade your time. Poor people sell their time. Rich people buy their time, meaning they outsource the things that they just don't want to do or the things they're not very good at, because the only thing you got, my friend, is the same thing I got. The only thing you got is time. I'm giving 20 minutes of my day today to get this message out to you. I can't get this message back, or I can't get this time back, you know? And I do this every single day. And when I got Shane Harden here with our Spiritual Sunday, we all know how much that guy talks, right? I mean, it could be 40 minutes we're talking, preaching a word every Sunday. And I love it. God, do I love doing this. I can't even tell you how jacked up I get. You know, I got no notes in front of me, no outline, and no script, because that's the way I want to run my show. If I was working at a radio station, I had a program director or had a boss, hey, Sam, we got to cover these things today. It'd be pretty good. I'm like, no, I don't even like, if you were to tell me that if I walked 6 feet and turned left, I'd go into a pit of alligators, or if I turned 6 weeks and went right, I'd be in a vault with $1 million. Don't go left. I'd go left. I just go left because you told me to go right. That's all. It's just the way I'm programmed now. I'm so rebellious. I'm not stupid. No, I'd go left, but I wouldn't go all the way into the pit. I'd probably figure out something to do. Like, I'd probably distract them somehow. Like, hey, guys, over here. Look over here real quick. And then jump in and swim to the other side. My point being, when you finally figure out that you can bust through your own four-minute mile, I don't know what that is for you, though. See, that's the thing. I don't know what that is. If we were working together one-on-one, I would talk to you and say, hey, give me a couple ideas. What is it that you really like to do? And why do you feel you can't earn a lot of money doing that? What is it? Because there's a block there someplace. And for most people, it's confidence. And for most people, it's lack of experience. And for most people, it's also they just don't know what they don't know. Like, I'm sure Don Wilson didn't know he can earn $1 million in a launch until he started really capturing his intellectual property and saying, hey, I bet if I started training people and they have great results that I can leverage, there's that word again, I can leverage those results and then sell this when I finally get it all together and package it and put all these videos together in a membership site so I can leverage. I mean, if he's doing $1 million launch and his product's $1,000, there's no upsells, by the way, which I love. I don't want to be an upsell hell. You know, I hate that when you buy something. It's like, hey, don't click off this page. I've got another offer. Hey, and now, school thought, you only stop selling when people stop buying. I get that. It's just, it was refreshing not to have to go through that. But if he does $1 million launch and he's selling $1,000 product, that means he has over 1,000 customers so far. Okay. So he has over 1,000 customers so far. He's got his videos inside of a WordPress plugin membership site. Very simple to do. You know, I'm sure he had to learn all this, though. At some point, he invested an incredible amount of time to learn all this. This is the thing. You got to learn to earn. Inside the word learn is earn. Nobody wants to, oh, I don't have time to learn. Really? But you got time to work for your jamoke boss who's not paying you any more, no matter how much more work you do for them. They're not giving you any more money. But yet you don't have time to go learn, spend 3 hours a day. I give you the formula every day, an hour in the morning, an hour in the afternoon, and an hour in the evening. I don't care how you break it up. 20 minutes, 20 minutes, 20 minutes for your hour, and then go to lunch or during your lunch. I used to brown bag it, sit in a cubicle and watch YouTube videos and read blogs about how to market on the internet. I used to be in the Warrior Forum. Oh, by the way, Don Wilson was in the Warrior Forum. That's where he learned how to be an internet marketer. The kid's from Kansas. Now he's kind of, I think he lives in New York City, as best I can tell. Living the life, the Saturday lifestyle. But he leveraged, there's that word again, he leveraged his intellectual property, put it all inside short 10-minute videos or whatever inside this membership site, and charges $1,000. And guys like me, who look at all this stuff with a jaundiced eye, don't pull my credit card out hardly ever to buy stuff, rifled it out last night before the cart closed at midnight. Couldn't buy it fast enough because I saw it as a good opportunity to enhance my business. And I'm learning just like, look, guys, I'm practicing what I'm preaching. I'm going to watch these videos all day today. I'm holed up in my studio. I'm watching these videos while I'm watching other videos. I got a mastermind at 2 o'clock. I host a mastermind group with 12, 13 people. And we get on the phone or we get on a hangout every week at 2 o'clock for an hour. And we help each other. And I'm facilitating that. And I'm doing all of this stuff to help people understand that you can bust through the four-minute mile, whatever that means to you. But before you do that, you got to get running. You got to get out of the gate. Before Don Wilson made $1 million, he made $1,000. And before he made $1,000, he made $100. And I'm sure, pretty damn sure he failed a lot and lost a lot of stuff along the way, including relationships and friends who didn't get what he was doing. I mean, do you even know? You don't even know who this guy is. I didn't know who he was till 2 days ago, you know? So it's not important. You don't got to be this, you know, superstar celebrity to live the celebrity lifestyle. You got to get inside your head, though, that you can do this. Because if you don't even think that you can take the first step, why the hell do you think you can run a four-minute mile? I ran this morning. I knocked 4 minutes off my time in 3 miles. I came in today. I timed it. I use this app on my phone called Map My Run, and it was 23 minutes and change, so almost 5 minutes in just the last time I ran was Friday. So next time I run, knock 5 minutes. Hey, you know what's going to happen? If I knock 5 minutes off this run, I'm going to be down to 18 minutes for 3 miles. You know what that is? 6 minutes. I actually shot a video a couple of years ago. I broke the. I got down to 5 minutes and 27 seconds for a mile. Now, I just ran 1 mile, and I pulled like 8 hamstrings trying to do it and scared the hell out of everybody in the park that was running because I was, but I was okay, man. 5 minutes, 27 seconds. Now, I hang my hat on that, and I'm always going to go back to it. That's pretty good. That's pretty good. I don't care if that's the only thing I ran was 1 mile. Here's the bottom line. You got to get out of the gate. You got to get going. You can do whatever it is you want to do, but man, you got to get that confidence up. You got to get away from those people. Quit rolling around in the cow manure and freshen up a little bit, man. Quit taking yourself so seriously. Quit thinking everything you touch is going to fail. Quit thinking, oh, my past. Hey, your past is there for a reason. My past is with me for a reason. We all got skeletons in the closet. We all got failure that we got to deal with. We all have insecurities that we got to deal with. But, you know, like Jack Bauer would say, damn it, get going. Sam Crowley, run the race, baby, and have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.